Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. As we finish up 1 Samuel 16, we are learning that, once again, God provides what we need, and what we need is a king on whom the Spirit rests, a king that is radically and faithfully, completely obedient to God. And that king is Jesus. He is our great leader. We're not waiting for another king. He is the fulfillment of the promise that is given to Israel. And we are those who follow King Jesus. But there is a way to follow him. The game changer for the first century church was the coming of the Holy Spirit to indwell believers and live through them this life of discipleship. The same Spirit that came and resided in them resides in every believer today. Romans chapter 8, verse 11 says, "If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." You know, last week we made mention of that sports commentator that said that the right quarterback is worth whatever price you have to pay to get him. Well, the reality is that the price is too high for us. We cannot purchase our way to having Christ as our King. We don't have enough moral or spiritual currency, and we can't pay with debt. But what makes Jesus a great King is that he was willing to pay the price on our behalf. And we come to him with empty hands, simply saying, "We know we are not the King, and we want you as our King over our life. Please save us." As you pray today, please remember Larry Wood, our European coordinator. And also remember the Ekinyombo Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania and the Congo.